The Somali president has declared 3 days of national mourning after the weekend bomb attack in the capital Mogadishu that's left hundreds of people dead and injured. It's now being described as the deadliest single attack in the Horn of African nation, and the death toll is expected to rise. No one has declared responsibility for the blast. A warning, Barney Porter's report contains some graphic details.
Days after the massive blast, hundreds of relatives are still at the scene of the attack in search of missing family members. What happened was a massacre, says resident Rama Abdi Ali. I've never seen anything like it in the past 27 years of violence. I saw a little boy's head lying on the ground, and his mother and other children were lying injured nearby. It was very shocking. The truck bomb had targeted a crowded junction near several key government ministries. Mogadishu hospitals were overwhelmed with the number of badly wounded victims. Dr. Mohamed Yusuf Hassan treated many of them.
What happened was incredible. I have never seen such a thing before, and the death toll is uncountable. Corpses were burnt and no one could recognise them.
Somali journalist Mo Dahir had raced to the scene soon after the explosion.
A lot of buildings have disappeared, completely became rubble. A lot of dead bodies at the scene, a lot of dead bodies. And after that, there was a second blast. We not far from the scene. And that's when everybody realised the scene was really unsafe and we retreated back.
The area is still cordoned off. The local governor is Thabit Abdi Mohamed.
I've passed on my condolences for what's happened and I've promised the people of Mogadishu that we will continue the search for survivors day and night until everyone has been accounted for. A short time ago, we pulled a man from the rubble and after he received medical attention, we gave him a phone to contact his family. It was a wonderful sight.
The Somali president, Mohamed Abdullahi Fama Ajo, has condemned the attack and declared 3 days of mourning. While no one has claimed responsibility for the blast, the president has blamed the attack on the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab.
The target of these terrorists is not government officials, but civilians, as you see here. There are no government buildings, only civilians who were going about their daily life. We have to come together and fight these monsters until we eradicate them from our country.
Al-Shabaab is allied to Al-Qaeda and stages regular attacks in the capital and other parts of the country. The militants were driven out of Mogadishu in 2011 and have been steadily losing territory since then to the combined forces of the AU peacekeepers and Somali security forces. Peter de Klerk is the United Nations Deputy Special Envoy to Somalia. He maintains that despite the latest attack, general security across the country has improved.
Great efforts have been made by the government to particularly secure Mogadishu city, but also other areas in the country. But nevertheless, when one is desperate enough to get through, these kind of things do happen, and we've seen it yet again in Somalia, unfortunately.
The Mogadishu bombing is now one of the deadliest attacks in sub-Saharan Africa, larger than the Garissa University attack in Kenya in 2015 and the US embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998.
Barney Porter.